rise to this challenge and enter this fray when I hid behind the sofa in my parents' living room on the day my baby brother was circumcised.
Rebecca Steinfeld. The producer was Zahid Wali. Tomorrow, the last free-thinking essay looks at therapy versus prayer. You can find all the essays on the website at bbc.co.uk/freethinking. And a reminder that tomorrow at 10, you can hear Matthew Sweet discussing children's imaginations with the writer Patrick Ness and the psychologist Charles Fernyhough.
Verdi, Bruch and Beethoven in Radio 3 live in concert from Manchester's Bridgewater Hall. I'm Martin Handley. Join me for the Eroica Symphony, Bruch's first violin concerto, and celebrating Verdi's bicentenary year, the overture to his opera Nabucco. Tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thanks very much. Coming up tonight, we've got some folk music from Jim Murray, some ambient electronica from The Orb, even a little spaced-out Nigerian funk and more science fiction soundtracking. And we start with some London special from the Ngenkas.
Gozika, Gozidia. Ifanye mezina nenu angaino, bebe chuku no na Gozidia. Imezi njoni meluma nenuwa, bebe chuku no na Gozidia.
Welcome to Late Junction with Meenit Luscombe, and we start tonight's programme with London Special from the Engenkas from the Destruction album, originally released back in 1973 in pretty limited quantities and recently reissued on Secret Stash Records. And we're live, of course, so feel free to tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Also, you can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And next, music recorded at night, very quietly, in a thin-walled Japanese apartment by Mayuko Hitotsu Yanagi, otherwise known as Kush, singing in the background from her new album, Butterfly Case. This is Sort of Light.
Thank you.
The second movement from Poulenc's Sonata for Violin and Piano, performed there by Tamsin Wally Cohen on violin and Hugh Watkins on piano. And before that, pianist Alex French with the Gagliano strings from the Stolen Lullabies album, The Journey, which segued nicely out of new music from Japanese electronic performer Kushi. And also coming up tonight, something very special with a sneak preview of a brand new Late Junction collaboration session recorded at BBC Maid of Ale just last night with The Necks, together with Evan Parker. The actual session itself won't be going out until Thursday the 21st of November. And there's also a great blog, which I'd thoroughly recommend, by Richard Williams about the session, called theBlueMoment.com, and that's something to whet your appetite. And yeah, we'll have a little sneak preview of that a little bit later on. But before that, here's music from William Eaton, who comes from a long line of musicians. He himself started playing violin, played ukulele when he was 7, and then went on to become one of the world's great designers and builders of unique guitars and stringed instruments. Here's an untitled piece he recorded back in the 70s. Thank you.
Lord Bateman was a noble lord of high degree. He put himself on board a ship some foreign country he would go see. And he sailed east and he sailed west, sailed into proud Turkey. But he was taken and put in prison until his life it grew quite weary. And in their prisons they grew a tree. They grew it stout and grew it strong, and he was chained up all by the middle until his life it was almost gone. But Turkey had one only daughter, a finer lady you ne'er did see. She shed a tear and she set her mind, and she swore Lord Bateman she would go see. So constant since bold Sapphire has crossed the sea. Thank you.
your summer beauty hath such grace as I have seen in one autumnal face. Oh, young beauty's force are love, and that's a rape. This doth but counsel, yet you cannot scape. If 'twere a shame to love, here 'twere no shame. Affection here takes reverence's name. No spring nor summer beauty hath such grace as I have seen in one autumnal face. Oh, were her first years the golden age, that's true. But now she's gold, oft tried and ever new. That was her torrid and inflaming time. This is her tolerable tropic clime. His last timber, youth is underwood. There he has wine in tune and rage's blood, which then comes seasonably est when a taste and appetite to other things is past. Where still evening is, not noon nor night, when over voluptuousness yet all delight, in all her words unto all ears fit, you may at revel. At council sit. If we love things long sought, age is a thing which we are 50 years in compassing. If transitory things which soon decay, age must be loveliest at the latest day. No spring nor summer beauty hath such grace as I have seen in one autumnal face.
Tenor Mark Padmore and guitarist Morgan Szymanski performing Alec Roth's setting of John Donne's The Autumnal. And before that, was it really 10 years ago that Jim Murray released his debut Sweet England album? I played a remastered version of Lord Bateman from the newly reissued anniversary record. And this Saturday, Jim Murray will be performing Sweet England in its entirety with the Dorrit Ensemble at the Union Chapel in Islington. If you go to the gig, I can't make it, but send us a tweet for a mini review. Be quite keen to see how that one goes. I'm sure it's going to be excellent. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. The Luwaka Bap label turned a lot of people onto the sound of Shuggie Otis a number of years back with a retrospective album and a great remix 12 of Strawberry Letter number 23. The label's looking to repeat similar success with another artist that is a new name to many, William Onyebor, who I recently saw described as the African Shuggie Otis. From Who is William Onyebor? This is Something You'll Never Forget. Thank you.
listen. I wanna tell you something, something you'll never forget about this world.
Something you will never forget. 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 Something you will never forget.
William Onyebor's Something You'll Never Forget. Love that. Another classic Luakabop release. Look out for it. And it's time for our science fiction musical moment now with THX 1138, which has long been one of my favourite films of all time, for what that's worth. Directed by George Lucas before he made Star Wars, and featuring the innovative sound design of Walter Murch, who sampled loads of existing records to create effects way ahead of the mass user sampling that we see in today's music. If you're interested to know more about Murch's techniques and the kind of influence on music concrete, on sound design for films like THX 1138, then definitely need to direct you to Radio 3's 50 Modern Classics podcast. Fascinating stuff. Lucas also enlisted legendary composer Lalo Schifrin to write the soundtrack. And that itself features many memorable moments of light-hearted Latin-tinged pop and also some very eerie choral music. And if you've seen the film, you'll no doubt remember the ending where Schifrin uses Bach's St. Matthew's Passion. When I was on Lake Junction back at the end of the summer, I featured a number of video game music tracks, and we got such a great reaction to the music being brought out of the context of gameplay and into a purely listening environment. And there's another example of music created for gaming that really needs to be heard on the radio. And incidentally, that's being played on BBC Radio 3, of course, where you're listening now, but also One Extra here at the BBC picked up on that one earlier as well. So there's one of the few records in tonight's selection that's been played on both stations. That's from New Jersey-based hip-hop producer Clams Casino, full of dark and menacing urban street vibes, that track Crystals from the game Grand Theft Auto 5. And The Orb before that. Maybe One Extra played that as well, who knows? The Jimmy Corti and Dr. Alex Patterson remix of a huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the centre of the ultra world. Originally released back in 1989 from the recently released Orb retrospective, A History of the Future. And now, as promised, here's that exclusive sneak preview of last night's Late Junction collaboration session with The Necks and Evan Parker. And that's all you're getting for now. Inter Alios from The Necks and Evan Parker. Don't miss the full session here on 8 Junction on the 21st of November. And of course, it'll be available as a podcast straight after that. Back to tonight's programme. Here's Chopin, played by Romanian pianist Alexandra Dariescu. Conrad Tal with Iridescence for piano and iPad. And next up, the world folk fusion sound of Cocos Lovers, a 7-piece from Deal in Kent, and this is from their Gold or Dust album, a track called Emily. Steal your time. Pentangle, recorded live in 1968 at the Royal Festival Hall. And I'm playing that other than the fact it's an incredible record, but also the fact that there's a celebration of Bert Jansch taking place at the South Bank Centre on the 3rd of December at the Royal Festival Hall, including quite an incredible lineup: Martin Kaithi, Roy Harper, Robert Plant, Jackie McShee, Danny Thompson, also Eric Clapton and Mara Carlisle. The whole event filmed for BBC Four, and that'll be screened sometime in 2014. So check the South Bank Centre website for more details. And that's pretty much it for tonight's Late Junction with Meenit Luscombe. I'll be back again for more next week, exploring more panpipe and sci-fi music. So keep those tweets, please, coming in at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. I'll leave you with a track of a new compilation from the experimentalist Laraji called Celestial Music from 1978 to 2011, which includes this track, Space Choir.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and another visit now to the 2012 BBC Proms in one of London's most cherished roundhouses, the Royal Albert Hall. This one with the Philharmonia Orchestra under the Finnish conductor Susanna Malki. Contemporary music is a speciality of hers, and in this concert they were joined by viola player Lawrence Power to play the fiendishly difficult solo part in Olga Neuwirth's richly elusive recent work, Remnants of Songs. After it, Malki and the Philharmonia in Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. And here they are, first of all, in music tracing the doomed love of Verona's most romantic couple, a suite from Prokofiev's ballet Romeo and Juliet.